Next patient is Edna Thomason Lewis. That is EDNA, Edna Thomason is THOMASSON. Thomason, THOMASSON. Lewis, LEWIS. Date of birth is 5/14/66. Please make a copy for Tamika Robertson, APRN. Tamika is TAMIKA, Tamika Robertson, ROBERTSON, APRN. Next paragraph, chief complaint is chronic cough and history of anemia. Next paragraph, history of present illness. This is a 57-year-old female who has a history of chronic cough and anemia, has had a past history for asthma for over 10 years. The patient does complain of soreness across the chest with severe coughing spells, and she does not bring up much sputum. Previously, she has used Breo for her chronic cough. And she also has gastroesophageal reflux and chronic constipation. The patient was sent for a CT chest on April 14th, 23. And it showed no evidence of pulmonary emboli and no focal infiltrates, but had few scattered bilateral lung nodules measuring up to 5 millimeters and a left renal stone measuring 3 millimeters. Follow-up CT in 12 months was suggested. Period. Next paragraph. Past history includes history of hypertension, asthma, fibromyalgia, depression, and anemia. It also has GERD and obesity and constipation. And surgery includes EGD and colonoscopy, foot surgery, and hysterectomy. Next line, habits: the patient smoked one pack per day for 10 to 12 years and quit. Occasional alcohol use. She worked for an insurance company. Next line, allergies to Amoxicillin and Topamax. Next paragraph, family history. Mother had a history of asthma and father also had COPD with asthma, but passed away. Next paragraph, review of systems. The patient has fatigue and some weight loss. She has double vision. She has sore throat and occasional nosebleeds. She has coughing spells, wheezing. She has abdominal pains, constipation, and heartburn, as well as diarrhea. She has occasional chest pains and jaw pain and arm pain. She also has anxiety. I'm sorry, she also has depression. She has joint pains and muscle aches and numbness of the extremities and memory loss, and has skin rash with itching. She has no urinary frequency, dysuria, or flank pains. Next paragraph, medications included Famotidine 20 milligrams daily. Hydrocortisone cream as needed. Hypertonics 40 milligrams daily. Propranolol 10 milligrams daily. Hydrocodone 10 milligrams Q6 PRN. Albuterol NEBS 0.63 milligrams Q6 hours PRN. Brio 100 by 25 micrograms, one puff a day. Bupropion 150 milligrams daily. Cetirizine 10 milligrams daily. Duloxetine 30 milligrams daily. Amlodipine 5 milligrams HS. Next paragraph, physical exam. This moderately overweight middle-aged lady who is alert, pale, no acute distress. There was no sign of the citrus or clubbing. Blood pressure is 120 by 80, pulse is 75, respiration 16, temperature 97.6. HEND, adenomous phallic pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, ears, no inflammation, throat was clear. Neck supple, no lymphadenopathy, no bruise or thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions. And lung fields were clear. Heart sounds were regular, S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, protuberant with no tenderness, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities reveal 1 plus reflexes with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Rectal exam is deferred. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Asthma with chronic cough. Number 2 is bilateral lung nodules with probable old granulomas. Number 3 is hypertension. Number 4 is depression. And next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get CBC and IgE level and a complete pulmonary function study. She will need a follow-up chest CT in 12 months to evaluate the lung nodules. The patient was also advised to switch from Brio to Trelegy, T-R-E-L-E-G-Y, Trelegy Ellipta, 100 micrograms, one puff a day, and add Montelukast, 10 milligrams once daily. Use an albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, QID, PRN. Follow-up visit be arranged here in 6 months or earlier if necessary. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Tamika Robertson, R-O-B-E-R-T-S-M-N, Tamika, T-A-M-I-K-A. Thank you for this consultation. It's Dr. D'Souza.
Thank you.